Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage. Millions around the globe were glued to their TVs as the 2026 World Cup took an exciting turn. Engage producer Richard Copeland spoke with a fan with a very special connection to her team.
Nearly 69,000 fans packed San Francisco Bay Area Stadium last night as the U.S. national team took on Bosnia and Herzegovina in the first round of elimination matches in this year's World Cup tournament.
We're underway. The United States in red and white stripes, Bosnia and Herzegovina in blue.
In Indian Harbor Beach, just minutes away from Melbourne, Jasmine Fernari was riveted to the match.
America's the ground beneath our feet and the place we built our lives and our futures. But for those 90 minutes, I'll be cheering for Bosnia.
Fernari, a 58-year-old educational consultant, was born and raised in Tuzla, a hub of culture and education in what was once Yugoslavia. As the dominoes of communism fell in the early 1990s, Yugoslavia was fractured by civil wars, plagued by racial and religious divides that led to a genocide. Between 1992 and 1995, the conflict focused on the former Yugoslav states of Bosnia and Herzegovina, where paramilitary militias targeted civilians to sow terror. Bosnians, like Fernari, lived with that terror every day. And that's why seeing the Bosnia and Herzegovina soccer team take the field on a global stage is so important to her. Fernari doesn't just see a team kicking a ball around. She sees men representing everybody who survived that war.
For us who escaped the sniper bullets, for us who survived the mortar attacks, for us who were not taken off the buses when we tried to flee the country, from the countless paramilitary checkpoints that were not taken off the bus and killed and buried in the mass graves, or raped, or taken to the concentration camps. Most importantly, for those men who never made it and never lived to see this day.
Seeing a team like Bosnia and Herzegovina take on a powerhouse like the U.S. men's soccer team doesn't concern Fernari. The team is scrappy and committed, much like the people of Bosnia. And like all underdogs, she welcomes the challenge.
It's a country of 3 million people playing against a country of 350 million people. America's used to winning. Bosnia's used to surviving. And America's always been used to playing on a big stage. While Bosnia and Herzegovina had to fight just to be seen on it. So for us, it's not just a soccer game. It's not just about the ball hitting the back of a net. It's a country that rose from the ashes of a war and standing tall on this biggest stage in the world and not just being a place on the map.
Fernari was able to escape Bosnia. She loved her home and took great pride in her heritage, but life had become too dangerous and unsustainable. First finding asylum in London, Fernari made her way to Central Florida in 2008 and, like many from the former Yugoslavia, started over with the same grit and determination she sees in the Bosnia and Herzegovina soccer team.
We lost homes. We lost loved ones. We started all over the world in foreign countries. We couldn't even spell or pronounce the names of the places we inhabited. We had nothing but suitcases, heavy hearts. And yet, we made it. So this team carries that same spirit, I would say, probably resilience. They never quit. They never give up attitude and believe.
Starting over for Fernari meant a new life in Central Florida, a decision that she says was a no-brainer.
It was really nice weather-wise and knowing, you know, we wanted to pick Florida because I knew everybody would want to come to visit you because, you know, living in a theme park capital of the world, we wouldn't be short of visitors. And my son wanted to play American football, so that was a big reason. Not a soccer, unfortunately.
As proud as Fernari is of her Bosnian heritage, she loves her new home and takes great pride in calling herself an American.
We love America with all our hearts. You know, this country gave me and our families safety when we had none. You know, it gave us a chance to breathe. It gave us a chance to start over, to heal. And we wake up every day knowing how profoundly fortunate we are to call this place home.
When Jasmine Fornari looks back on the wars that terrorized the people of Yugoslavia, she remembers how things like race, religion, and ethnicity were used to divide her country. When she watches her team on the pitch, she sees how years of healing have erased those divisions.
The reason the war started was, you know, because the politics and religion, because all of a sudden what your name was mattered, the religion mattered, and to the ordinary people, it didn't matter. So when you watch the players nowadays in a team, you see players from all parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina stand together under one flag. They are not divided. They are not separated by old wounds. They are not reduced to the politics or religion or last names. They're just the teammates. They're just sons of the same land. They're just the men wearing the same crest, representing all of us.
And while Bosnia and Herzegovina came out strong at the start of the match, the momentum did sway towards the U.S. team, who prevailed in a 2-0 victory. Despite the defeat, it was a match that brought hope and acknowledgement to the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina and provided a moment of celebration rather than a memory they'd rather forget.
Bosnia has scored 5 goals at this World Cup. 3 of them have come from corners, and this one's a curling in swinger, punched away by Fries.
Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.